Welcome to this AAT podcast on the preparation and submission of P11Ds for the 2008-09 tax year. This first podcast will explain why forms P11D and forms P90 are required, what are the consequences of you or your clients getting these returns wrong, or indeed of not doing them at all. And then I'll try to guide you on preparing for the task ahead. A second P11D podcast will deal with the calculating and reporting of the benefits and the expense payments. So why do we have to complete and submit P11Ds and P90s? Well, of course, PAYSU and regulations tell us we have to. But the point is that income tax is chargeable on emoluments, and emoluments has a very wide meaning. In addition to salaries and wages that are taxed under PAYSU and through the payroll, and that we should have already included in the annual P14 returns with the P35 summary, emoluments also include perquisites and profits whatsoever. In other words, it includes benefits in kind. And we mustn't forget that employees may receive some expense payments that are taxable, or where perhaps there's an element of profit that is taxable, and therefore these also have to be reported to HMRC. The annual statutory P11D and P90 returns are the reporting mechanism for these expense payments and benefits in kind. And together with the form P11DB, the statutory return of Class 1A NICs, they have to be filed or submitted by Monday the 6th of July 2009. Please remember that there's no extended filing deadline for electronic filing of P11Ds, and my advice, as always, is not to leave it to the last moment. So let's file early. The P11DB is a very important statutory return. It's used by HMRC to collect the 12.8% employer-only national insurance contribution liability that applies to most benefits in kind, and has done since 2000. The statutory payment date for the 2008-09 Class 1A NIC's payment on the total of the brown boxes on the P11D is Sunday, the 19th of July 2009. Which this year means that payment has to be with HMRC by Friday the 17th of July, although of course we have the extension to the deadline if payment is made electronically. HMRC requires the money in its bank account by Wednesday the 22nd of July 2009 for electronic payments, and HMRC has recently changed its bankers. So I'm recommending that you visit the HMRC website to look at the details of how to pay. It's www.hmrc.gov.uk/payinhmrc/class1anics.htm. Have a look there to check how and when to pay the Class 1A NICs. Hopefully this and the other podcast, plus the CBD Master Courses in Southampton on the 20th of May, London on the 6th of June and Birmingham on the 13th of June will help you ensure that you and your clients will be able to file the 2008-09 P11Ds accurately and on time. But I dare not mention the penalties for getting it wrong. The penalty for non-submission of forms P11D is an amount not exceeding £300 per P11D. Plus there's the possibility of an award of continuing penalties of up to £60 per day. That would only apply if the failure continued after the award of an initial penalty, which should never happen because we would have time to prepare the P11Ds or to agree with the tax office that they're not due. However, where HMRC establishes that any of the P11Ds submitted are wrong, there's a maximum penalty of up to £3,000 per incorrect P11D that could be charged. Now, I regularly point out to AAT members that these penalties are rarely charged, and this is because HMRC will persuade the employer, normally, to pay the tax. To pay the tax, they'll be invited to do this, but it'll be on a voluntary basis, but also it'll be on a grossed-up basis. And then there'll be the payment of the employer's liability for Class 1A National Insurance contributions. There's no legal obligation on an employer to pay the income tax liability of any director or employee, not in respect of benefits in kind. It's different to where there's a failure to operate pay-as-you-earn. But where an employer agrees to meet the liability on benefits in kind, It will be grossed up and penalties will not be charged on the income tax element of the settlement. The grossing up is the penalty. Employers are not liable to interest on the income tax liability of the director or employee, but interest will be charged, and normally a penalty also on the underpayment of Class 1A national insurance contributions. And where there's grossing up, we'll have 12.8% liability on the benefit in kind, and we'll also have an NIC liability on the tax paid. The Class 1A NIC penalty for failure to submit Form P11DB is an initial fixed penalty of £100 per month, or part of a month, and it's for every 50 employees or part batch of 50 employees. What this means is a penalty of £100 per month if there's 1 to 50 employees, and if there were 51 to 60 employees, it would be £200 and so on. If the failure continued beyond 12 months, an additional penalty of up to a maximum of the Class 1A National Insurance Contributions underpaid on the 19th of July 2009 would be charged. But that penalty is subject to abatement. You have been warned.